By then, Sally was crying, too. When she was a girl, the aunts had been the ones to sit up with her all night whenever she'd had an ear infection or the flu. They'd told her stories and fixed her broth and hot tea. They were the ones who'd rocked Jillian when she couldn't fall asleep, especially at the start, when the girls first came to live at the house on Magnolia Street, and Jillian couldn't sleep a wink. There had been a rainstorm the night that Sally and Jillian were told their parents weren't coming back, and it was their bad fortune that another storm struck when they were in the plane on their way to Massachusetts. Sally was 4, but she remembers the lightning they flew through. She can close her eyes and conjure it with no trouble at all. They were right up in the sky alongside those fierce white lines, with no place to hide. Jillian had vomited several times, and when the plane began to land, she started to scream. Sally had to hold her hand over her sister's mouth and promise her gumballs and licorice sticks if she'd only be quiet for a few minutes more. Sally had picked out their best party dresses to wear for the trip. Jillian's was a pale violet, Sally's pink, trimmed with ivory lace. They were holding hands as they walked through the airport terminal, listening to the funny sound their crinolines made every time they took a step, when they saw the aunts waiting for them. The aunts stood on tiptoe, the better to see over the barricades. They had balloons tied to their sleeves so that the children would recognize them. After they hugged the girls and collected their small leather suitcases, the aunts bundled Sally and Jillian into 2 black wool coats, then reached into their purses and brought out gumballs and red licorice, as if they knew exactly what little girls needed, or, at any rate, exactly what they might want. Sally was grateful for all the aunts had done, really she was. Still, she had made up her mind. She would get the key at the realtor's for the house she would later buy, then get hold of some furniture. She would have to find a job eventually, but she had a little money from Michael's insurance policy, and frankly, she wasn't going to think about the past or the future. She was thinking about the highway in front of her. She was thinking about road signs and right turns, and she just couldn't afford to listen when Antonia started to howl, which set Kylie off as well. Instead, she switched on the radio and sang along and told herself that sometimes the right thing felt all wrong until it was over and done with.